The night before Easter Sunday, the church celebrates in its liturgy the Great Vigil of Easter. And this year we weren't able to do it in many of our churches because of the pandemic. It was kind of a sadness we had to go to as a community, not having the Easter Vigil. But one of the things in the Easter Vigil that stands out that I feel can help us right now in our lives is the Easter candle. The vigil begins with the Easter candle being brought in, and it's brought into a darkened church because the liturgy begins after sunset. And that candle is lit from a blessed fire, and that little tiny flame is referred to as the light of Christ. And as it's brought into a darkened church, this little flame casts its light upon the whole community. And we proclaim it to be the light of Christ, and we respond, thanks be to God. And that little flame on the candle symbolizes the light that comes to us from the person of Jesus, from his holy life, from his teaching, from his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. Now, even though we did not have the vigil of Easter this year because of the pandemic, that symbol on the candle, the Easter candle, can really help us in whatever darkness we experience. St. John says in one of the books in the Bible that the light of Christ shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Now, we know what darkness is as a visible experience. When darkness is unexpected, when the power goes out and all of a sudden there's no lights on, it can be quite frightening. We don't know which way to safety. We can be frightened by what's around us. When darkness comes to us in a way that we're prepared for, we can make plans to deal with it. But an unexpected darkness is something very challenging and very frightening. Now, that's one kind of darkness, visible darkness, but there are other kinds of darknesses, a spiritual darkness or personal darkness. When we feel that our life's journey is moving in a direction or has gone in a direction that we don't feel good about, we feel uneasy about where our life is going, or whether it's our own life or maybe it's about the life of the world. And when we're in some kind of darkness, some kind of personal darkness or a darkness in our community or in our world, that can be just as frightening as some unexpected visible darkness. Sometimes people, when they go through a dark experience in their life that's very painful and very frightening, they can feel it. It's like they can almost feel the visible darkness around them. Well, this is a kind of darkness that we need to allow the light of Jesus to shine upon. You know, this pandemic that we have is kind of like an unexpected global darkness for all of us, really. And in this darkness, we hear so many voices telling us which is the best way to go, and sometimes we don't know who to trust. It's like we're caught in the middle of a dark room, and we don't know which the best way is to go. But even in this global darkness, the light of Jesus can shine. If the Bible says that the light of Christ shines in the darkness, it means that the light of Christ shines in the darkness, whether it's the global darkness of the pandemic or whether it's a personal darkness in anyone's life's journey. How do we allow the light of Jesus to shine upon our darkness, whatever it may be? It's by faith in the Son of God. That's how we allow the light to shine upon our darkness. St. John Chrysostom was one of the best bishops ever, and he lived a long time ago in the 4th century. He was a bishop in Constantinople, and he said that faith is the light of the soul. Faith is the light of the soul. In other words, he's saying that our faith in Jesus gives a light that will shine within our soul, that we can carry with us into whatever darkness our lives may find themselves. Faith is the light of the soul. The deeper the darkness, the deeper must be our faith. I saw a little homily on Facebook by a priest I know, Father Nono, from the Jesuit community in Manila. And it was kind of a funny talk he was giving. He was talking about how everybody's hair is getting longer because of the pandemic. We can't go to our barbershops, whatever. And he was saying that as everybody's hair is getting longer, we got to make sure that the other thing that's growing is our faith, our hope, and our love. It was kind of a funny message the way he presented it, but it was very serious, very accurate. The deeper the darkness, the the more our faith needs to be a reality for us. Now, this faith in Christ is the light in our soul. And we can think about that Easter candle. That flame on that candle was so tiny, so, so small. And yet, that's where the power is. That was where the power was to scatter the darkness in the darkened church. In the Easter vigil, after that Easter candle is lit, then everybody lights their little candles from the flame of the Easter candle. We take some of that flame, we start passing it to one another. And before you know it, the whole church is filled with hundreds of candles that are lit up. Now, I got to tell you that when you're a parish priest and you see that happen, one of the things you worry about is the fire alarm going off. And as happy as that celebration is, whenever I'm celebrating an Easter vigil, I'm a little bit anxious. But the thing is that light of Christ shines in the darkness. It's shared. It's shared among the people. And that experience of sharing the light of Christ, in a way, it's symbolizing that the faith in Christ, which is the light in our soul, is a community exercise. It's something that we work on together. If you don't notice the faith that is shining forth in the Easter candle, you will notice it shining forth in all of the candles that people carry around you during the Easter vigil. Now, when you go to a darkness, personal darkness or spiritual darkness or whatever it is, global darkness, your faith in Christ can become very weak. The light of the soul that is within you can become extremely weak. You might lose your faith. That light might go out. And what do you do when it seems that your light of faith is so weak that you can barely see it, or it's completely gone? Well, you have to look to those friends of yours, people you know, whose light of faith is shining in their soul. Be like if you're in the church during the Easter vigil and your candle goes out, well, you have to pick up the flame again from the person next to you. You need to pick up their faith again. Well, this is something that can really help us. When we go through some kind of darkness, it's very necessary for us to work on our faith. And if we feel that Jesus is far from us and doesn't bless us or something in our darkness, then we have to look to the people whose light of faith seems to be shining brightly. And it doesn't mean we have to talk about our Catholic religion with them, but it means that we have to somehow pick up their faith just by thinking of them, by associating with them. We can pick up their faith. Last week, I had a deacon I knew, a permanent deacon that I really, really loved and respected, pass away. His name was Deacon Bill Kane. And he had gone to many, many challenges in his own personal life. He'd been a veteran of the Vietnam War, and he was injured badly in the war, and I think he was in the hospital for like a year. And he came back and had a family, and then he became a deacon in the early 1990s. And he experienced many, many hardships in his personal life. And he was with me at my first Mass, and I remember him standing next to me. And I was thinking to myself that this deacon, Bill Kane, next to me, understands the faith that I'm celebrating as a priest much better than I do. And I really looked up to him. And I don't think he ever knew what effect his faith was having upon me, but I really drew a lot of faith from his candle that was shining within his soul, the light of faith in his soul. That happens when we live our faith in Christ. We're sharing it with others, maybe without even us knowing that we're sharing it. In the darkness, even if our faith is weak, we don't have to lose it altogether. We can turn to our friends and our relatives who live their faith in Jesus and pick up their faith. Even just a tiny, tiny portion of the flame of faith can be the thing that gets us back on the path of light. The faith of others in Jesus, the light shining in their souls, will strengthen that light within our souls, and we do the same for others. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what we have to work on now in our present darkness. That is the light within our souls. So brothers and sisters, even in a time of community darkness or global darkness or personal darkness, what you can do is allow the light of Jesus to shine upon your situation. Our faith in Jesus is the light within our soul. That light shines in the darkness, and no darkness will ever overcome the light of Jesus. God bless you.